WBAI in New York is one of five Pacifica radio stations throughout the U.S. The others are in Washington, D.C., in Houston, Los Angeles, and Berkeley. On Wednesday evening, Pacifica's newly appointed executive director, John Proffitt, met with WBAI producers here in New York.
I'm excited. It's also very challenging because Pacifica, as we all know, is at a time that's having a lot of financial difficulties to deal with, and I accepted the job in the knowledge that these finances need to be dealt with first and foremost. So I'm delighted to be here at WBAI to meet with staff and the management and to get a good feel for New York's incredible radio station.
WBAI's Janet Coleman.
Can you remind everyone why it is so critical for the Pacifica Network to have a flagship station in the greatest city on the face of the earth?
You're talking about Berkeley? Sorry, Janet, I couldn't resist. It's incredibly important.
Necklace for you.
Couldn't resist. No, it's incredibly important. New York, Washington, L.A., San Francisco, and of course Houston are some of the five most important cities, and New York is the crown jewel of Pacifica. So absolutely, it needs to be a strong and growing presence, no question.
So Proffitt doesn't go in for the idea floated by vultures that WBAI should be sold to bail out other Pacifica stations. The new executive director comes from public radio, NPR. Then for the past 2 years, he was at Pacifica's Houston station, KPFT.
And in that two-year period, I converted from being a career NPR person, which I'd worked for over 30 years in an NPR station, to really believing and living the Pacifica mission. And I think that the ability of Pacifica to speak to the various communities that otherwise get ignored in the mainstream media is just incredibly invaluable. And I know that even before I accepted the job, that there were significant financial questions to be answered. And one of them, of course, is that, you know, to do things like really excellent in-depth news on a national basis, much less local, we need resources. And so one of my top goals is to try to find the resources to make the kind of programming possible on Pacifica that historically we've been known for.
I am elated.
WBAI station manager Bertol Reimer said he is optimistic about the skill set Proffitt brings to the network and to WBAI.
I believe that this specific individual, John Proffitt, is a solution-oriented individual, pragmatic, and he will support some of the tough decisions that we may have to make here.
And Proffitt doesn't shy away from speaking about past problems at the network level, including the loss of funding from the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's been a horrible mess over the past couple of years, and the loss of CPB funding is just one of several really tragic occurrences at Pacifica. The good news is that we are trying to get finished with the 2014 audit within the next couple of weeks, and if we're able to do that, and I fully intend to, then we will be able to file paperwork with CPB to regain our funding. The 2013 audit was finished, and the reports issued on that a couple of months ago, but 2014 is still pending. There are still a couple of little, all of the material for 2014 is done, but there are a couple of accounting issues that need to be wrapped up in terms of bills to be paid, et cetera. So I think from the standpoint of the CPB funding, it's looking good, and I hope to have very, very good news in the next couple of weeks about that.
Another problem plaguing Pacifica, says Proffitt, has been a revolving door.
Not only to my position, the executive director, but looking at general managers around the various five Pacifica stations, program directors, and also the line personnel, the talented producers who do the programming. You know, they've come and gone basically in response to the unpredictability of what Pacifica's future is. You know, all of these things tie together like a jigsaw puzzle. And if we can get our financial, my number one goal, let me put it this way, is to get our financial house in order, because nothing else can succeed without our financial house in order. Once we can do that, I think that the other pieces will be amenable to solution.
And what about WBAI facilities? The station lost its Wall Street home after Superstorm Sandy and then had a temporary broadcast facility at City College. Now it has a makeshift studio in Brooklyn. Pacifica's new executive director says he is heartened by plans to build broadcast facilities going forward. And he was also heartened by volunteers, young volunteers he met at WBAI. Prophet reaffirmed one of the missions of Pacifica, which is to mentor new producers and to develop facilities for training. And there were more questions at a staff gathering Wednesday evening, but the sense is that Pacifica has another new beginning with an executive director who appreciates WBAI's history, its legacy, and its mission. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.